Welcome back to All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz.
I don't know how passing health care will play politically, but I know it's right. Teddy Roosevelt knew it was right. Harry Truman knew what it was right. Ted Kennedy knew it was right. And if you believe that it's right, then you've got to help us finish this fight.
President Barack Obama at a health care rally yesterday at George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia. Joining me from Washington, as he often does on Saturday, is James Fallows, national correspondent for The Atlantic. Jim, greetings from Southern California, where we're broadcasting out of this weekend.
Well, enjoy our mutual homeland of California.
I will indeed. Jim, we're going to be following the health care vote very closely this weekend and, of course, into next week. But as a man who's been around Washington off and on since the early 1970s, I'm wondering if you think the importance of this legislation is in any way being exaggerated, or is this as momentous as it comes?
I think this is as big an issue of domestic policy as we've seen in quite a while. You know, there is a Republican criticism of the bill that it's too momentous, that it's taking over with the government 1/6 of the economy. And that's not really a fair criticism, partly because so much of the health care system is already run directly by the government with Medicare and Medicaid and so on, and partly because this bill steers people towards the private insurers so overwhelmingly. And there's a left criticism that it doesn't do enough. But I think this actually is quite a consequential matter if it does pass, mainly because it's a bill that establishes that American citizens should have medical coverage just by virtue of being here, not by being old or being poor or being veterans or working for a big company. And if the Obama administration is able to pass that, it is something that Bill Clinton was not able to do 16 years ago and that Richard Nixon was not able to do 40 years ago. And I think it's comparable mainly to the Medicare passage 45 years ago when Lyndon Johnson had gigantic Democratic majorities.
Now, Jim, President Obama was criticized last summer by some Democrats for not answering the charges that were made against the health care plan, things like, you know, the death panels and so on. I mean, clearly he's been stumping for this issue pretty intensely these past few weeks, even postponed a trip to South Asia and Australia that was scheduled for this week. How much of an impact does all of this politicking and stumping tend to have in the end?
We'll see that over the next 36 hours or so as this thing comes to a vote. What's interesting here, I think, is two things. One is that President Obama has shown through his relatively brief public career that he's able to sway opinion in the large scale by these big set-piece speeches that he does. This is his most important test of sort of inside battling, of trying to get those last few votes in the House and to get the Senate up to 60 as they did a couple of months ago. And so if he can pull that off, again, that is something. Also, it's striking to me as the most dramatic illustration we've seen in a while of a president being willing to use up his political capital. George W. Bush didn't have to do that very often because most of the controversial things he wanted to do were relatively popular. This obviously is a very, very hard-fought fight where the president is using his leverage, using his capital, and we'll see tomorrow how this turns out.
I mean, literally using the bully pulpit.
Indeed, using the bully pulpit, but also being willing to, you know, willing to let his own popularity in the parties go down to fulfill something he made one of his campaign promises. And the reason I insist on this is we often criticize our politicians of any party for being too cautious about using popularity they have accrued. So agree or disagree with his policy, this is something where the president is willing to spend his capital down.
Jim, let's say a health care overhaul passes Congress this coming week. Republicans have said they will campaign on this issue in the upcoming midterms. Now there's talk among Democrats of trying to tackle immigration next, and I'm wondering if that's a risky political calculus, I mean, given how much of a hot-button issue that is.
It certainly has been a very emotional issue, not just in the last couple of years, but over the many decades in American life. And so it may be, and we'll see this soon, whether the system is just overloaded and can't handle this kind of extra stress. The one saving grace that immigration policy has compared with health reform in particular is the politics of it are intense, but they don't go along normal party lines. And so it's often been the case that there have been these bipartisan immigration reform efforts. We had Senators Schumer and Graham, a Republican and Democrat, this last week suggesting some reform, and that's like the famous Simpson-Mazzoli bill, the 1980s. Again, a Republican-Democrat coalition to have some reforms.
That's news analyst and Atlantic correspondent James Fallows. You can read his blog at jamesfallows.theatlantic.com. Jim, thanks so much, and I'll see you when I'm back in Washington.
My pleasure, and enjoy California.